after this song will be led in prayer by Brother Robert. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riverside which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from its guilt and power, not the labor of my hands can fulfill the law's demands. Could my seal no rest and know, could my tears forever flow, not for sin could not atone. Thou must say, and thou naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace, while I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, oh, I die.
Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank thee so much for the opportunity to gather together and to sing these songs of praise to thee as well as to one another, encouraging one another to live in such a way as we're close to thee. We thank thee so much for thy love for us and care for us in every way, and for our willingness to be obedient to the gospel, and for the forgiveness of sins that thou hast promised as a result of that. For not only the remission of our sins, but the gift of the Holy Spirit. To day by day follow the word that he delivered from you, so that in the Bible we can follow your will from day to day and activities thereof, and be blessed as a result, eternally someday. We pray in Jesus' name these things for one another as we gather, that the illnesses and sicknesses that we may face, the surgeries that are upcoming, will be successful in their ways, and that you will help us to be recovered from that in a quick way. We're prayerful, Father, for those in times of sorrow. There are those who have gone through times of great, great loss, and they do not know where to turn. Help them to realize that turning to thee and to one another as brethren, that we can encourage one another and help one another in this way as the plan that you've set out in your holy word. Be with us in every way as we continue this worship service and on our way homes today, that we may be safely arriving. In Jesus' name we humbly pray, and amen.
Amen. Be seated. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 370. 370. Night with heaven pinion brooded o'er the veil, all around was silent, save the night wind's wail, when Christ for our transgressions. chapter 26, beginning in verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for men for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." We have 34 present this morning. Today is January 19th, 2020, for taking purposes. If you would, at this time, let's mark our song books at number 696. 696 will be the song of invitation after our lesson this morning. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 580. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lilies white, declare their
study of specifics that God has set forth in His Word and the general principles that He set forth with each one. And so today we take a look once again at the idea of the specific things that God has taught regarding His teaching. You know, there are specific things that He mentioned. In Proverbs 15 at verse 22, it is said there regarding counsel, that if we have counsel, we find ourselves rewarded. It says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, purposes are well established. God has set forth His Word that they need to discuss things back and forth. regarding the time in which the Ethiopian was on his trip through the desert, back home from Jerusalem. Simon came along the way to him, and he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the man replied, "How can I understand except some man should guide me?" That word guide there means banter, back and forth. Unless we discuss this thing and come to a conclusion about it, is he speaking about himself or some other man? When he joined himself to the chariot, he began the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. And as they rode along, they came to a certain water. And he said, "Here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? If you believe, you may." And he confessed, "I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." In that discussion situation right there underway, where was the discussion of baptism? It was not listed there. He began the same scripture preached to him, Jesus. But as they rode along, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, "Here is water. I can be immersed. If you believe, you may." He then confessed that he believed, and he was. There is a wonderful thing when we have good counsel. And when we do not have that good counsel, the wise man Solomon wrote in Proverbs 15:22, purposes are disappointed. We find ourselves disappointed with a purpose in mind. We find ourselves without the proper information ahead of time. If we're going to a job, let's say, for example, to expect what is going on at that job to be met and be carried out, there are certain ways in which things are done. I would imagine Brother Tony can tell us about certain ways in the IRS, that there are certain ways that you do, there are certain doors you pass through, there are certain things that you say along the way in order to get to business at hand. And so it is the case that we find ourselves with an opportunity to grow in the way that God would have us to be when we can discuss back and forth those things that are of help to us in life. They'll be of help to us because we have counselors. We have information that can be related to us. And that information can be guided to it. Now, under what circumstances can that be done? Well, we've already seen two or three there. We've seen the idea of the concept of Solomon and his words. In that way of Solomon reading his word, we find counsel being necessary. We find a man on the desert saying, "I understand, and I can understand part of it, but how can I understand all of it without somebody guiding me?" There was discussion that was held there. And our Lord Jesus, in his personal ministry, worked with people and tried to teach them the gospel of the Lord by using questions. And for example, in Matthew 22, in reference to this matter of John's coming and teaching the gospel, he said, "Whence was it? Was it from heaven? Was it of man?" Of course, they got together in a corner and they said, "Well, if we say that it's from heaven, the next question he asked us will be, why didn't you submit to it? It's from heaven." And then the other question would be, why did you not submit to it? And they said, "We cannot really say." And Jesus replied to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." They knew what authority it was that he did those things, and they understood the matter of it. But they were unwilling to admit it after their discussion about it. There are folks in this world in which we live that will discuss and will see things, and they'll discuss back and forth with one another. But there's no real conclusion that they'll draw that's according to God's will and God's way. And as a result of that, go on as though they never discussed it at all. Go along with their ways of life as they go. Let me suggest that Solomon gave us an idea regarding the concept of mercy. He said regarding merry heart in Proverbs 17, verse 22, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." When we find ourselves with a joy with the way that we serve God, a joy with the way that we go through life, we'll have a blessing in regard to our life. We'll have a merriment that comes within us that is not going to be there if we do not have a merry heart, it does good like a medicine. There are doctors who study these particular matters out and tell us that there's a whole lot of difference in the recovery of someone who believes that he can be recovered, that he can go better, he can do better, versus someone who accepts the particular statement made after surgery and time that this is going to be a long time and long ordeal, and accepts that idea and becomes set in that way. A mere heart does good like a medicine, Solomon wrote. And indeed, that is the way that God's word would be for us as we live life from day to day. Think about enjoyment of life. If we're people who, as James says, finds wisdom, what will we find in that regard? He says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. God doesn't get on to us and for asking the questions regarding wisdom. And he said he upbraids not. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. That verse of scripture, as James would write about the wisdom that we need in this world, wisdom to go and do and prepare, be people who realize the wisdom that God's word has set forth in his word. We read about the wisdom that Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 7 regarding the man who built his house upon a rock versus the man who built his house upon the sinking sand. The same disturbances came to his house that came to the man of the sand. The same problems and difficulties came. The rains came, the winds blew and battered, and floods came upon his house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Then Jesus goes on to point out this very matter. He says regarding our wisdom that we do and the wisdom that we have in life, he tells us that we're people who are wise, who hear these sayings of mine and doeth them. Him will I liken to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Notice that he's talking there in regard to an illustration that he's giving about how wisdom is a part of our lives. If we were taught with others in counsel about what to do and God's word about what to do about building on a rock, we'll build upon that rock. We'll spare ourselves the dilemma and the trouble of those who build upon the sand and it comes down with, as we young people sing, with a splash. The idea of doing God's will in God's way is a wise thing. And so we find that God's wisdom should be the way of life. If we find ourselves without faith, though, we ask God's wisdom to be with us and everything, but we don't believe that it'll happen. We just don't believe it could happen. We just don't believe in it. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord, James writes. What did he tell us? He told us if we lack wisdom, ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Don't have those doubts and question marks, concerns. Believe that it can be done. And as a result of that specific thing, believing it can be done, we have a wonderful blessing. Hebrews chapter 4, the first part of it describes the situation going on when the Israelites passed through the Red Sea and on into the Promised Land area. And they were out in that desert area, wilderness, as it's called in the text. And in that desert area, they found themselves being people who just did not believe that they could go into the Promised Land. And here the Hebrew writer says that God was displeased with them, and they did not enter into his rest. Why? Because of unbelief. They were going along the way. They found themselves promised by God. hearing his words, they didn't really believe that they would be toward the promised land. And thus they did not get into the promised land as a result of that. Let us be people then who have a word of faith in regard to our lives as we pray to God about the things that we need to be wise in doing things of right. Another thing about wisdom is to find ourselves doing what God's word says in regard to the way that we behave in life from day to day. We find ourselves following God's will. Listen to the words there in 1 John 1 when he talks to those who are in fellowship with the Father and the Son. The context of 1 John 1, verses 3, 4, and 5 is that they are in fellowship with the Father and the Son. Now then, if we confess our sins, he says in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What do we find here? Well, we find that we don't always say the things right and do the things that are according to God's will. Can we come back to God if we're in fellowship with the Father and the Son? We have the privilege of prayer. We'll come back to the Father and the Son by way of confessing our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not only does he forgive us of our sins, but he'll cleanse us from the unrighteous spirit of life that we have that led us to the sin. Thinking of the unrighteous deeds to do and unrighteous words to say and planning to go on and do it anyway, we'll find ourselves rewarded by way of that righteousness being done rather than the unrighteousness abiding in our hearts and lives. Let's be people then who find ourselves in a wise way following God's will and doing His way. Think about the ways in which we live life from day to day, and we'll find that wisdom comes to us because we can live in it. Back in the psalmist's words of Psalms 90 and verses 1 and 2, he talks about the wisdom that we can have of God. Wisdom to do something. What is wisdom? Well, we may know something about electricity, and we may know that there's an outlet there. But if we fool around with that outlet very much without having recognition of how much power is there, and is there really, is that a live thing or not? If we have the wisdom to go get a meter and check that to see, we can spare ourselves an awful lot of shock, awful lot of trouble, awful lot of burn, because we had the wisdom that there's a meter that can be used to tell us if that socket is a live socket or if in fact it is not. I remember one man talking one time years ago about the fact that he was working with a socket. And he said, I used a meter. And his buddy who was working with him said, oh, we don't need a meter, we can do this. All right, and he said, wait just a minute now. And when he checked that socket, it was not 110. It was 220. It was set up in such a way that it looked like it was 110, but it wasn't a small amount of voltage. It was a lot amount of voltage. In the wisdom that he did in using that meter, he found out something that spared them both a shocking, terrible situation. Let's be people then who follow the wisdom of God and wisdom of God's way. Psalm 90 all the way down to verse 12, he talks about that wisdom being a part of God's righteous way. When we follow God's way, we find ourselves being people of the Lord, abiding in the specific authority that he has given. Although we do not know details in regard to some of these matters, for example, the concept of using a meter to check out something helps us to be wise. The meter is not so stated, but we have learned and benefited from and found out from other people's problems and difficulties that have been faced how valuable that can be. As we do that, we find ourselves doing wisdom and living by wisdom as we go through life. What about our deals in life when we go to decision making with others? When we go to the plans that we talk about one with another, a couple, friends one with another, may decide that they want to have that conversation for the rest of their lives. They choose a marriage by way of that way of life. Conversations that are being done, maintained on wise thoughts and wise words and mannerisms, will be a wonderful way of conclusion. But if, in fact, along the way we forget about wise and wisdom, we find ourselves foolishly speaking and foolishly acting, and that's hardly the way that we ought to live life from day to day. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, as we stand to sing these songs in regard to the ways in which the fountain is in fact a wonderful blessing for our lives, we can find the way of God. And in following His righteous way, it's the right thing to do and not the opposite. If we'll do the right thing in regard to what He said, we'll have a blessing as a result. Jesus' words talked about this judgment day and time coming, and how that His word will judge us in the last day in John 12:48. For He said, "The word I speak unto you is not my own, but my Father gave me these words of commandment that I deliver to you." The Father gave Him the teaching to do, and He came and He did that. And as a result of it, He taught people how to be wise as they walk upon this earth. Thanks for your study with me today. I appreciate it a lot. We have a number of applications of this throughout the month and then continuing into next month. We look forward to the good things of it, because wisely we can be the people of God as we would be. Song of invitation provided today. Think about your relationship to the Lord. If you need to come and confess your faith in Him as the Ethiopian did on the road there to Gaza in Acts chapter 8, then do that. And all things are ready for you to do that if you will come as we stand and as we sing together.
There's a fountain just for you and me. Let us haste, oh, haste to its brink. 'Tis the fount of love from the source above, and He bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul.
Thirsty soul.
Be seated for a moment. I want to mention to you a few things regarding next Sunday morning. We'll have guest speakers come down our way from the Memphis area, Brother Eric, who works for Free Hardeman College or Free Hardeman University. And he'll talk to us about the school, the importance of schools in Central America that he's been associated with back through the years. Our Training School for Better Service is a school that began 50 years ago. My late father-in-law from Jonesboro, Arkansas, and Miss Jane and I married at that time. We lived in Louisville, Mississippi. And he said, there's some men over here that work in the rice factories and love to preach the gospel. But he said, they'll never go to school
at Fried Hardeman or Lipscomb or Harding because of the ACT scores that were required at that time. That was a new thing that had come in the 60s. And if you don't make a certain score in regard to that, then you are to set out and do remedial study of how to study for a year and then come back and re-renew. The schools were being judged on the basis of how well they did that ACT entrance. And he said, those men are not going to do that. They're married, they've got families, they're working, they're making a living, but they're left to preach the gospel. I believe we can help them. And along with that idea, St. Joseph's service got underway 50 years ago. We've got over 500 gospel preachers somewhere in the countryside. With over 2,000 teachers that have been part of our program study. About 3 months later, he said, there are people asking me for information about how to teach better classes. We need to add that to our schools. And then the personal work stuff. There were over 2,000 of them that have been part of the school program. It's a wonderful theme and wonderful idea, and I hope that you can come be a part of that study with us next week and hear these guys who have been part of the school program, other places, and as well as here. And enjoy very much. Thank you for being here today. God bless you all. Always say a word of prayer for those that have served in the course of the week. Someone said a long time ago to me, and he was a man of knowledge, he said, little surgery is not the thing when you have surgery. It's surgery. And there can be things that happen. Let's pray that that won't be the case with anybody. God bless you. Thank you.
Let's open our books to number 545, and after the book of this one, we'll be ready to pray about Brother Thomas. This world is not my home.
I'm just a passenger. My treasures are laid somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't live at home in this world anymore.
Dear Father, once again, we're so thankful to you for all the many blessings you have given us. We're especially thankful for our Son Jesus Christ and all of our sins. Dear Father, thank you for the privilege we have to live in this country, the privilege we have, and pray that you have been with the leaders of this country and better look to lead and guide us. We pray that you be with those in far and near, fighting for our sake at this time. Be thy will that let you turn back home safely. Dear Father, after we live sick, miss here today, the prophet strength and better than him, be thy will that they can turn them on the walls of life. We pray that you be with each one of us today, that we will be in some spirit of good for our lives. Pray to be with tonight for your home and hear from our sins. Christ we pray. Amen.